She said moreover unto him, We have both straw and provender enough, and room to lodge in. And the man came into the house, and he ungirded his camels, and gave straw and provender for the camels, and water to wash his feet, and the men's feet that were with him. He shall no more give the people straw to make brick, as heretofore. Let them go and gather straw for themselves. And the taskmasters of the people went out, and their officers, and they spake to the people, saying, Thus saith Pharaoh, I will not give you straw. Go ye, get you straw where ye can find it, yet not aught of your work shall be diminished. So the people were scattered abroad throughout all the land of Egypt to gather stubble instead of straw. And the taskmasters hasted them, saying, Fulfill your works, your daily tasks, as when there was straw. There is no straw given unto thy servants, and they say to us, Make brick. And behold, thy servants are beaten, but the fault is in thine own people. Go therefore now and work, for there shall no straw be given you, yet shall ye deliver the tale of bricks. Yet there is both straw and provender for our asses, and there is bread and wine also for me and for thy handmaid, and for the young man which is with thy servants. There is no want of anything. Barley also and straw for the horses and dromedaries brought thee unto the place where the officers were, every man according to his charge. He esteemeth iron as straw, and brass as rotten wood. And the cow and the bear shall feed. Their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. For in this mountain shall the hand of the Lord rest, and Moab shall be trodden down under him, even as straw is trodden down for the dunghill. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bullock, and dust shall be the serpent's meat. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, saith the Lord.